On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair, doing the show live every Wednesday at noon. Appreciate you tuning in. But if you ever miss it, you can come check us out at KSRO.com, where we have our former shows on podcasts available, nicely summarized by my colleague here, of course. So, you know, it's been an interesting week for me. I got back from Cabo.
Yes. How was your
vacation? I came back with a black eye.
What?
Yeah, you didn't notice?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, yeah.
You put on the nice makeup. What happened?
It's the big brow, Scottish brow covers it up. You can't see it.
And the lighting in here is not the greatest.
So I went dune buggy racing. I went swimming, in the ocean. I played some flag football, which I didn't play very much of because I realized that I'm getting out of shape. I rode a horse. But I got the black eye from the spa.
From the spa?
Yeah.
Stop it.
I did. I swear. I swear. All that activity, and I go down into the spa looking for the entrance to the restroom side of the spa, and the glass door was so big and perfectly cleaned.
You walked right into
it. I headered it with my left side of my face, and that Scottish brow I'm talking about popped up even bigger.
Dang.
It looked like an acorn. I will say that the resort had a medic on site that was there in like super fast jiffy.
Yeah.
So I sit down and
did you get complimentary then spa treatment?
No, I'm working on my lawsuit against Four Seasons. I might own it.
Right.
It's
like,
no, I'm just kidding. It's my own dumbass fault.
Oh, dang.
But it was very embarrassing. So I come out and my wife goes, "Where were you?" And I told her, and she starts laughing at me because she had done the same thing.
No,
but she had punched it basically with her hand, making the turn.
Well, maybe the spa needs to like put some decals or something on the door to let people know that there's a door there.
That's what I said in my strongly worded letter. No, I didn't write a letter.
Wow.
Folks,
that's crazy.
Yes, I'm not litigious. So anyways, that was my trip. We had a good time, though.
Good.
So coming back to reality and lots of emails and phone calls because interest rates are still going down. It's been amazing. So we're quoting all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to talk a little bit in the show here about the interest rate environment because people are very interested in that right now. And then in the second segment, we have Taylor Mason with W Real Estate. He's calling in to talk about a condo that he has listed. And he wanted to put this up because I think perspective is important. This is listed for $315,000. So if you want to find out how to get into the housing market with just $315,000.
In Sonoma County.
In Sonoma County. Yeah, and not a bad area. It's I think, Rona Park, Cotati.
Okay.
Tune in at 12:15. He'll be calling
exciting.
In.
Exciting. All right.
Yeah. So, Michelle, I was looking at the stats year over year. Mm-hmm. Remember, we started the show when the State of the Union address was occurring. So here we are celebrating our eighth anniversary.
Wow.
I figured it out. And it's good to reflect on where we were a year ago, I think, because people might be surprised to realize that interest rates were up 1% higher on average than where they are today.
1%?
Yes, 1%. I think we kind of lose track of that.
Yeah.
I was sort of surprised by that too, because I see it day by day, hour by hour. Mm-hmm. I live in the interest rate environment as a mortgage lender. And so home mortgage rates are on average about 1% lower than they were a year ago. Mortgage applications for refinance are double where they were a year ago.
Hmm.
And people will be surprised to know that the housing market didn't crash like so many people were worried about. And it won't crash because there's too many fundamentals happening in our system now that would prevent it from crashing. And I know a couple people just threw something at me. But the naysayers are still being proven wrong. And we actually gained 5.5% in Sonoma County year over year. That's healthy. And I actually have been telling people to expect 3-5% increases year over year.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're not making any more of it. I mean, yes, there's been some housing rebuilt. And of course, we have to consider all the housing that's been coming online from the rebuild efforts of the fires. But the demand for housing is still greater than the supply.
Still really high. Yeah.
Go back to the fundamentals.
Right.
So when that happens, home prices will stay flat or go up.
Mm-hmm.
They won't go down. The other reason we won't have that crash that so many people are scared of is because people aren't walking away from their mortgages and their houses like they did in 08 and 09, 10. Mm-hmm. They actually have skin in the game, so to speak. They have a down payment. They qualified with their debt to income ratio. They used a mortgage lender that looked at their budget and said, here's what you can afford. They're not in over their head, right? For the most part. Here's where people need to get really worried. And I see it all the time. Auto loans, paycheck loans, unsecured debt, credit cards. Huge numbers. I think I just saw a trillion, $14 trillion number, some crazy, the amount of consumer debt people have. Don't fact check me. I just saw it as a headline. But we all do know that consumer debt is on the rise. Your house is an excellent opportunity to offset that debt, get rid of it, close the accounts, and save thousands of dollars a year. And people don't realize that they want to protect the equity in their house. But what do you really do for the equity in your house? It wasn't equity you necessarily paid down. Yes, people on average are paying $800 to $1,000 a month, let's say, towards the principal in their house, right, by making their mortgage payment. But it goes up. So if you have a house that went up $25,000 last year on a $500,000 house, you didn't do anything. You just owned it.
Right? Yeah.
So what are you protecting? Right? Your house, you got to look at it like a balance sheet. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling, like half of Americans who don't even have $1,000 in the bank, half of America does not have $1,000 in the bank, but they do have debt. Average debt's like $5,000 to $6,000 per person. And I know many people that have $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 in debt. What are you protecting in your house? You've got to get away from that debt. And this is what I do for people on a regular basis. See, you can't go to Quicken Loans and get and expect them to look your entire life portfolio and figure out what the game plan is, right? But you can with me. And when we have increases in home equity and decreases in interest rates, some people are like, well, I'm protecting my 3.5% interest rate from 5 years ago. Yeah, we'll look at that and we'll say, maybe that's not worth protecting when you're spending $1,000 a month on consumer debt because you're over your head, right? And you start borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
And the interest rates on consumer debt too,
way too high and highly unregulated.
Right.
And auto loans are a big problem. Lots of people got auto loans. Dave Ramsey, of course, show before us, talks about pulling up at a stoplight and bragging about your car. And I agree with Dave on that. I don't agree with Dave on some points, but I agree with Dave on that point, which is you don't need to go overspend on a car. Don't get a car that's, 15%, 20% interest rate because, you really liked it. That's foolish. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. But if you've made that mistake, you should be refinancing your car. You can go to a local credit union bank and refinance your car. Mm-hmm. Part of the package I do for my clients is I look at all these details. I'm not a financial advisor. That's not my job. I'm a mortgage advisor. I figure out how we can use the debt that you have. I'm sorry, the equity you have to pay off the debt you have. So if you have equity in your home and it's at X lendable equity that we can pull out, I'm going to get rid of the bad debt with that. If your credit's not good because you've started to max out those credit cards, don't be embarrassed. This is what I do. I help people through that. Mm-hmm. I look at it. I tell you what tips and tricks I have to get your credit score up temporarily. We've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
You've given a case study of how some of the tips and tricks have helped. And it's actually not that hard for a lot of people. And then we put you in a better position where you can go refinance your car with another bank. Right? I'm not saying I want to use your home's equity to pay your car off necessarily. I'm saying get your credit score up and drop your interest rate in half.
Right. Put yourself in a better financial situation.
And so these are things that I do for my clients on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And, my clients can always find me online. It's georgiadare.com, mm-hmm. A-D-A-I-R, georgiadare.com. You can Google me and find our website. Then you go there, submit your information. It's secure. It's a highly secure website, as secure as any website out there in the mortgage lending world. And we'll have a consultation. And I'll make recommendations on how to improve your situation where you can take advantage of home value appreciation, refinance out of it, get that equity, pay off your debt.
Right.
You can also call me at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. We'll have that conversation by phone or in person. and we'll make some strides. Ah, Michelle, I talk to so many people. I mean, I have people who sometimes they're crying about their situation. Like, it's so bad. Yeah. And so my goal is to take what you have and make it better. That's why so many people are refinancing right now. Interest rates are low. Home prices have increased. There's a lot of stimulating things happening in the economy right now. Look at the stock market today. Look at the stock market week over week. It continues to climb, right? And so take advantage of a good economy and get rid of the consumer debt, and then I'll tell you what to do next.
Right.
What do I tell people? Put the credit card in a bag of water and freeze it.
Put those away. Don't
freeze the credit card. So if you want to find out what you're eligible for,
yeah,
to mitigate your debt challenges, to figure out how to get out of that cycle of paying one credit card with another. People are so proud sometimes. So, well, I just got a 0% offer. 18 months, 0%. So I paid off. I did a balance transfer. It cost you 3%, by the way. So it wasn't a free balance transfer, was it? And then you're like, well, I'm just going to pay it off in 18 months. Are you?
Are you really? Yep.
Hope you do.
Right.
Credit card companies are betting you won't. That's mm-hmm. why they offered you the teaser. And what are you going to do about the credit card balance you just transferred away? You closing the account?
Don't close it. Nope. You don't want to do start, that.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to do that. And that's part of the advice I give people is keep your accounts open to a certain extent.
Right.
Not all of them, but some of them. So there's really a number of different factors I look at in consulting with our clients on this. But if you have a home with equity, could be an investment property, could be your second home, could be your primary residence. If you have a home with equity, I'm going to teach you with numbers and facts how to grab that equity and make the most of it. But it all starts by going to georgiadair.com, A-D-A-I-R. That's how you spell my last name. You can Google me. You can also go to 707-583-8100. Call me, and I'll be here to help you. I'm your local lender. I'm going to go to break right now, come back with Taylor Mason, and talk about this $300-something-thousand-dollar house. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Imagine living in a luxurious home tucked amongst oak trees, a year-round heated swimming pool, electric car charging stations, your dog running freely in an off-leash pet park, all within minutes of golf, tennis, and hiking trails in the heart of Fountain Grove. Don't imagine it, live it at Canyon Oaks Apartments in Santa Rosa. Start enjoying luxury living and everyday comforts in your Canyon Oaks home. Visit today on Thomas Lake Harris Drive in Santa Rosa, online at livecanyonoaks.com.
Graton Resort and Casino is now hiring.
Every day I get to go into my job and see my second family.
Visit greatonresortcasino.com for all of our available positions.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair. We do this every Wednesday at noon. If you miss it, go back to KSRO.com where you can find out what we talked about in previous shows, share it with your friends and family, and maybe catch up on some of those details. We throw out some stuff mm-hmm. at people. It's, you know, there's detailed things here that we talk about. So I can understand you might need to go rehash.
Exactly.
Hey, we've got Taylor Mason. He's with W Real Estate. Good friend of mine. Does a decent amount of business in this town too. And hey, Taylor, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, George. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. You know, I just came back from a trip down to Cabo. Despite my best efforts, had got zero tan. Zero tan. Scottish forefathers prevented that. Maybe a little burn. Nice. A little burn, as I mentioned, a black eye.
And black
which
eye.
I told Taylor
you didn't
about.
Get sick. You didn't get sick, though, did you?
I did not.
Did you drink water?
I drank lots of beer.
Right?
It's bottled. It's
safe.
Yes, yes. No, we drank water, but fortunately, I avoided Montezuma's revenge, escaped his revenge. My wife did not, though. She's unfortunately been challenged with that. But, you know, hey, enough about that. The reason Taylor's calling is he has this condo on Camino Colegio. Taylor, tell our listeners about this. I don't think I've seen such a good bargain for a home in a while. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so there's only 9 home condos in all of Rona Park under 350 as we speak right now.
Listed on the market.
Anyway, this listed on the market.
Uh-huh.
But this one's a 2-bedroom, 2 full bath. And what's cool about it is it's right next to Sonoma State University.
Yep.
And the upstairs has a bedroom and a full bath. And then the downstairs has a bed and a full bath.
Okay.
So maybe for an investor or maybe a couple Sonoma State students, but it's priced at $315.
So it's really a bargain for sure. I mean, when you look at the payment, Michelle, on $315,000, mm-hmm. let's say you put down 20%, you know, I mean, you carry the two, you're going to be at like $1,600 a month with
wow.
taxes and insurance.
That's
and
great.
Then the HOA dues, I'm not sure on top of that, but that's really reasonable. I mean, certainly you could cash flow that as an investor, right, Taylor?
Oh, 100%. And then the HOA dues are $375 a month.
That's not
However,
bad.
They include they include the garbage, the insurance, the water, the roof, the exterior. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. HOA dues, folks, are those homeowners association dues for being part of a planned community within a condominium association. And you generally cover some of those utilities and services. So a lot of people kind of stick their nose up at that. I would never want HOA dues. But, hey, look, you cover a lot of the insurance on a property, cover the landscaping maintenance. In this case, sounds like trash, sometimes water and sewer. Not bad. So what's the ability for people to see this? Should they contact you directly, Taylor?
Yeah, for this one, they definitely want to contact me. My clients would like appointment only. He's got a service dog. We'll leave it at that. Just
okay.
Really good people.
Yeah.
In fact, they texted me at 11:40 and said, "Hey, Taylor, you going on that radio show you promised us?" I go, "Oh, shoot. I better see if George will let me do that."
Absolutely. Always got a time slot anyway, for you, Taylor. So what's your number, Taylor, for people?
Little notice, though.
Okay. What's the phone number?
707-484-0295.
484-0295. 484-0295. That's going to get you into Taylor Mason, and then he can schedule an appointment to come see this house or this condo. $315,000. It's a bargain. Let's face it. Because Taylor, what are we looking at in the marketplace right now? We're in the average home prices around $600 again, $625,000. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I have another buyer looking at Rona Park, and basically you're looking at $550 for a starter.
Yeah, $550, and yeah. You're going to have 5 offers to get in to win that offer. Taylor, when people buy investment property, cash flow, of course, is a big part of that. And so do you work with them to understand, like, hey, here's what your payment is, here's what the rental market is? Talk to me a little bit about how an investor approaches purchasing something like this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, number one, I'd have them go see you to sit down and look at the numbers. If they put 20% down, this is what their payment is.
Right.
And then we'd find out what the fair market rent is. And we'd like to be a little conservative. I don't want to tell someone they could get, $2,600 when really it's $2,400 they can get.
Right. Yeah, understanding the current market rents are not like what they were, right? I mean, they've settled down a little bit.
It's softened. Yeah.
It's softened. And then now we have legislation in California which limits how much renters can be increased on each year. So understanding all the dynamics of being an investor, right?
Definitely. And I think Santa Rosa has a cap, but I don't believe Rona Park does. Do you know about that?
I don't know what the municipal cap would be, but the state did just pass that statewide cap. Thanks, Gavin. We're in California working as hard as we can to push investors out. Let's face it. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think people need to be – investors are a little shy about whether they want to invest in property. But I think that's where the cap rate comes into play. And I'm sure you talk to your investors about cap rate, but that really starts with what. In real estate, there's an old saying: you don't make money when you buy; you make money when you. I got that backwards. You don't make money when you sell; you make money when you buy.
I knew what you meant, George. I knew what you meant.
You did, because you're intelligent and you're far more eloquent than I am.
It's when we buy that's when we make our money, and it is getting a better. It's definitely a better time. Also, interest rates are pretty damn low right now, right? I mean,
yeah, they're
fluctuated a teensy.
Yeah, we're. I was saying at the top of the hour of our show that we're down 1%. On average from where we were a year ago on interest rates. And that really affects your cash flow. I mean, on something like that, that could be a couple hundred bucks a month. So, hey, Taylor, give your number out again. So if people want to see this condo or other opportunities, they can reach you with W Real Estate. What's your number?
Definitely. Taylor Mason, 707-484-0295.
484-0295. You're going to be hard-pressed, Michelle, to find a cooler agent than Taylor Mason. yes, with as spiky hair too. I gotta tell you, this guy is a fun guy. No, he's a good friend of mine. Taylor, thank you so much for calling in, and I know this one's gonna go in a jiffy, but folks, call Taylor. So if you want to find out what's happening in the marketplace, he's a great resource. Taylor Mason with W Real Estate, thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, George. Thanks, guys.
Okay, buddy. Bye. Keep it cool. Taylor's a good guy, good friend. I was looking at this purchase price and thinking back about how many people are dismayed about the market.
Thinking that there's no way in for them.
There's no way, right? But there is a way.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded that this is why you work with a real estate agent. We talk about do-it-yourself lending all the time. And people talk, you know, they go online and they search Zillow and Redfin. And Zillow and Redfin, I'm probably on Zillow once or twice a day for various professional reasons. There's a lot of – those are data aggregator – websites. They're good at providing data, but they're not good at providing insight. There's really a difference. Mm-hmm. And so when you work with a realtor as a buyer, you know how much it costs you?
$0.
$0. $0. When you work with a realtor as a buyer, you literally pay nothing. And you get more resources than you're going to get from Zillow. The Zillow data comes from MLS, data imports, extractions, okay? It's a data company, mm-hmm. right? And then they sell data as well. They sell your data as well, by the way. Yeah, they just hit me up the other day. Hey, you want to buy leads from us?
Oh,
I'm like, sure, walk me through it. You know, I'll go through it just so I stay abreast. I don't buy leads. Mm-hmm. I've done that before. It doesn't work. $65.
Wow.
Put your name in Zillow for a pre-qual quote. That lender that it goes to paid $65 for your pre-qual quote. Think about that, folks. Anyways, so do-it-yourself real estate, do-it-yourself lending. Those companies don't exist to help you. They exist to make money off of you.
Right.
And of course, real estate agents and loan agents like me, we want to make money off of our what we do in business. But the fiduciary word, it's just different. When you do it yourself and you go online to go find your own house and you go find your own mortgage and you go find your own way through this, you won't win. You'll do okay, but you're not going to do as well. And so that's why I always advocate people work with someone like Taylor Mason at W Real Estate. Other agents I work with, I'll give you a few names if you want, mm-hmm. in different markets especially. But these folks are specialists. Again, it costs you how much?
$0.
They say you get nothing. Nothing's free in this world. Actually, working with a realtor is free for a buyer. Truly it is. It truly, truly is. And working with a lender locally, like me, across country, doesn't cost you any more than it does to go to an internet lender. I'm not more expensive because I'm local and have a brick and mortar presence than going to the internet. Now, can I be beat? Of course I can be beat. Of course there's an opportunity for an internet lender who doesn't have the same cost structure as me to knock another eighth off their rate. It may not be worth it to you, because what if I can take a look at your situation and advise you on your credit and get you from a 680 to a 720?
Right, exactly.
Right?
With that help, right.
Maybe I just saved you money, mm-hmm. compared to you doing it yourself with an algorithm-based artificial intelligence approval.
Right.
Right?
Right. Plus, your knowledge of different options that are available are not something that, you know, unless you fit in cookie cutter and do it yourself, mm-hmm. there's... you know, there's other things that are out there that you know about that the internet lender is not going to give you.
Exactly. So Cross Country Mortgage is a huge company nationwide. We're in 50 states. We did $15 billion in loans last year. Locally, Cross Country Mortgage, we did more loans than any other private mortgage banker. Wow. Locally in Sonoma County. Me and my colleagues here in Sonoma County with Cross Country. Think about that. That volume represents a lot. It means we have great rates. It means we have a lot of programs. We're helping a lot of people. So when you're thinking about getting your next home loan, your mortgage, please work with someone local. I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm invested in the community. I serve on local community boards. I'm here to support you and your success. Starts with a phone call at 707-583-8100, 583-8100, or go to my website, GeorgiaDare.com. You can Google George Adair and find me there.
Oh. Look at that.
I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it again. I promise. I promise you I won't do it again. I really want to, though.
It was accidental.
I really want to. All right, folks. Hey, enjoy the nice weather. Hopefully do some rain dances, though, because we need more rain. Until then, hug your kids. Be good. We'll see you back next Wednesday at noon. I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us today. Bye.